Hi, this is Sean Casemore, and welcome to my podcast series, Ideas with Impact. Welcome to Ideas with Impact, episode 56. I want to start with something that might be a little provocative here. Are you ready? Business growth is not solely a proponent of good marketing. There, I said it. All you marketeers and SEO experts can send your hate mail to info@casemoreandco.com. Make sure you say hi to Samantha. Now, back to my point. Growth, ultimately, for any business, results from the ability to attract new customers, obviously, as well as retain and grow existing customers or existing customer accounts. The former is, in fact, a component of good marketing, but it's the latter that results from capitalization. What do I mean by capitalization? Well, capitalization on existing customer accounts results from your ability to venture deep into the business of your customer and further understand their needs. As well, while you're doing this, go wide to leverage the relationships that you have and spread these relationships and needs from across the business into different divisions, different suppliers, and multiple different alliances. There are plenty of companies that have grown significantly with very little marketing focused solely on capitalization. Look at many of the big pharma companies like Bayer. They built strong relationships with doctors and hospitals in order to understand needs, and then in turn invested hundreds of thousands of dollars into research and development of new products that met those needs of doctors and hospitals. Once those relationships were solidified, they ventured farther into selling direct to consumers. They went deep into their customers' businesses and then wide across the customer's platform. By doing this, they built some of the best marketing around, which is word of mouth. Notice no SEO experts required. Take a moment now and consider your customer accounts today and ask yourself, how can you capitalize on that relationship? Here are some questions to help you reflect on how you too can go deep and wide. Number one, what other potential relationships exist within your customers today that you not yet reached out to, built a relationship with, or serviced? Number two, how might you identify additional opportunities for needs or additional relationships? Who should you connect with or who can connect you? Number three, what companies or service providers currently support your customers? Whom of these might you also provide products or services to? Number four, what other companies are in your customer's network that might benefit from the value you're offering? You know, recently I asked a client who sells direct to distributors, I said, you know, who are your referral partners? And they looked at me and they said, well, I belong to a couple of associations. And I said, no. Who are the folks that are also selling to your customers that may have complementary products or services? They should be close relationships because they offer you the opportunity to go wide. So to go back to my original point, good marketing is, of course, important. That's right. You can stop the hate mail. I know I had you scared for a moment, but you simply can't build a strong, sustainable business with new customers. Therefore, by focusing your efforts on going deep and wide into your best customer accounts, you can then offer additional value and in turn build stronger and more profitable relationships and a business. The next move ultimately is yours. This has been another episode of Ideas with Impact. Before I tell you where to find show notes, let me add, if you'd like to talk about this topic further, feel free at any time to reach out to me. You can send me an email at sean@casemoreandco.com or visit my website for more contact information, www.casemoreandco.com. Now, show notes can be found at www.casemoreandco.com/56. I'll talk to you soon. You've been listening to Ideas with Impact with me, Sean Casemore. For more information, visit my blog, www.seancasemore.com.